An email discussion with some other writers raised the question, who will we thank in a dedication page if we ever get a book in print? Well, I said I'd thank a slew of people, including a librarian, if I could ever find her name. I told Hal, at 14, I was a snarly, smart-mouthed kid who despised the Indiana factory town to which my family had relocated. A librarian up there in one of those old Carnegie buildings was one of the few people I liked and who seemed to like me. When I skipped school, she let me hide out in the basement, where a microfilm viewer and thousands of pages of old newspapers sparked and then fed what became an intense and continuing interest in real history, not the censored pap and textbooks or the partisan demagoguery too many people call news. She let me use my kiddie library card to check out books from the adult section, and when I brought those books back, we talked about what I'd read. She introduced me to the work of Mackinlay Kantor. This was when the Uncivil War Centennial was a big item, and helped me figure out why a best-selling historian wasn't necessarily a good one. She named volumes of Mark Twain I didn't know existed, and then pointed me into the biography section where I got lost for a few months. She even had a local television show on a UHF station, probably no more than a dozen people at the time watched, and interviewed me a half a dozen times over the course of a few years. She listened when I talked about wanting to be a writer and read some of my earliest scribblings. Decades later, when that writing started to have some success, I tried to find her. To me, she'd been unforgettable. She was a nice-looking woman with a very short haircut in a place most grown-up women of my acquaintance still wore their hair long. She was an immigrant from the Deep South with a thick Georgia accent that was comforting amidst the nasal pronouncements of native Hoosiers. She was a town personality, what with those TV shows and all. But nobody up on the Indiana prairie remembered her. I corresponded with retired librarians, with women my age who had high school jobs at the library, talked to any number of people, and not a soul could recall this lady who loomed so large in my own memories. I didn't even know what age bracket she might fit into. In those days, I thought anybody past 25 was old, and when I knew her, the library lady could have been anything from a new college grad to an elderly mid-40s. There was a good chance she'd be dead if she was that old, a good chance she might be alive if she was younger. Every now and then I tried one more time to find her, or what happened to her. I figured she'd like to hear how her encouragement of me as writer culminated in a Faulkner Medal a couple of years ago. Well, that's what I told people in that email discussion. Next time, I'll tell you how one of them helped me to find my librarian.